Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
On Inheriting, one event can change a family for generations. Our new podcast about Asian American and Pacific Islander families, where the past is personal. Listen to Inheriting from LAS Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's big, scaly, and eats more than your dad at a discount buffet? This is Sandra Singh Love with the lowdown on science saying ichthyosaurs. These ancient reptiles swam in oceans but breathed air. Imagine something like a scaly dolphin, but the size of a whale. In fact, P. Martin Zanda and colleagues from University of Bonn found a giant ichthyosaur fossil, almost as long as a semi-truck. Early ichthyosaurs, about 7 feet long, lived only 3 million years earlier. It took whales about 50 million years to achieve the same size increase. So how did ichthyosaurs get so big so fast? A creature as large as a whale requires a ton of food. Whales grew massive by specializing in specific diets, like filter feeding. The researchers think the ichthyosaurs became top hunters early on and were less picky. With fewer animals eating the same thing, they had a shorter line to the seafood buffet. These two animals took the same evolutionary path to giants, but over 200 million years apart. Whatever's on the menu, they knew how to have a whale of a time.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at las.com/events.